Well, they'd usually say he's your feller.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. And they probably wouldn't have said, if y'all didn't use going steady much, they probably wouldn't have said he's her steady.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And how? What would they have said of you? She's his.
Sweetheart.
Okay. If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother or sister might say, you've been.
Necking?
Yeah, okay. If a man asks a woman to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say? And tells him no, what do you say she did to him?
He refused him.
Okay. What would be the situation? Now that's refused, but what would be the situation if they were engaged, they'd already been engaged, and all of a sudden she called it off? What would you call that?
Break the engagement.
Okay.
Or she broke the engagement.
Right.
And so I don't know how you were telling it.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, well, no, you wouldn't know about it until after it happened, so you'd say she broke the engagement.
Yeah, right. What do you say if a couple that, if the girl doesn't turn it down, she accepts, then eventually they'll get
married.
Okay. What are some other words you might use? Not so, not marriage, just kind of other words you might use for married.
Well, I don't know how you'd say it. Of course, they.
I mean, like you could say they got hitched or something
like
that.
Yeah, got hitched or jumped the broom.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I've heard them say that.
I don't think I've heard that before. That's good.
You're not as old as I am.
I know. And now I'll be able to say, well, yeah, I heard somebody say that one time. In fact, I was talking to grandmother over the tape recorder. Was the only place I heard that. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called the
preacher. No, the best man. Yeah, right. The best man.
Right. Do you remember any other names, or maybe older names, for him?
Groomsman, I believe, was used.
Yeah.
I guess that's all I remember for that.
How about the girl that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Okay.
Or maid of honor.
Yeah. Do you ever remember any weddings going to anywhere there was a big to-do like firing rifles or pistols or stuff like that after they had the ceremony?
No.
Do you remember ever hearing about any or anything?
Well, no, I don't believe so. I think the only thing I knew about things like that was what I'd read.
Yeah. Well, did they have a word to describe the commotion that might...
I don't remember.
Okay. Chivalry, does that...
Chivalry.
No, not chivalry, but shivery. Seems like that's what they're using here to describe that type of thing. And I just wondered if it rung a bell.
I don't remember reading it that way. I just don't. It's been so long since I read about